I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. The rise of YouTube has reconfigured the media landscape. It's the place online where the average Joe can post homemade videos for the world to view, and lately YouTube has taken that idea to another level. It's co-sponsored a presidential debate with CNN and begun hosting music video competitions. The latest contest is going to feature the best aspiring rap and hip-hop performers. It's called YouTube on the Rise Rap Edition, and the company has enlisted hip-hop fave 50 Cent to promote the series.
Yo, this is 50 Cent. This is the YouTube rap contest. Submit one original music video, original beats, original lyrics. No biking, no Xerox MCs. If you have skills, determination, pizzazz to you, and you're really ready, you can win all you need to win right here, right now.
Jeben Berg is a programming spokesperson for YouTube. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you.
So did you ever watch that MC Rove clip? Is this really what we're looking for more of?
No, not at all. We're looking for aspiring MCs.
So what, you know, if you were going to coach me, what would you say I should do to make the cut?
The most important, I mean, 50 Cent just said it right there. The most important thing is originality, original lyrics, original beats. Demonstrate, some unique skill set that you have with it, and bring it. This is a peer contest, so your peers are reviewing it. So basically show and prove, and this is certainly an opportunity to do that.
So what kind of people are actually submitting entries in terms of age, race, region, any of that stuff?
I couldn't speak to region right now, but we have received roughly about 1,000 submissions so far. Of those, I would say that there are several hundred that are absolutely serious aspiring MCs. There are certainly kind of the parodies that always come along with YouTube, but right now we are seeing some extremely high quality submissions.
So what about content? And what I mean by that is that YouTube is a fairly open platform. It's been open as well to people using it for questionable language and imagery. And hip-hop is actually, no stranger to controversies over words, lyrics, imagery. Do you have any kind of screening process? What do you look for that you say, this just can't be online?
Okay, YouTube has a very well-defined terms of use policy. Every submission that we're getting is coming from an account that someone has to set up on YouTube, and they have to follow our standard terms of use, which can be pretty pretty wide. But really, what we're looking for is it's just creativity, and we're certainly not looking to bridle any of that. We want people to say and to speak in the language that they express themselves in. So. We're not looking to censor any of it, but there are certain ways that people can be creative at the same time without being offensive.
Why do you think YouTube has so much traction in things like the presidential debates, which I think were surprising to a lot of people?
Well, right now, I think it's very important to note that, we approach every one of these programs from the concept that we have an enormous community and an enormous audience. And if we provide programming that helps facilitate more video submissions specific to those types of programs, be it the debates or be it, going genre-specific with the music like we've done here, it's self-perpetuating in many ways.
So what do you have ahead? What's your next big project?
We're certainly going to continue with the On the Rise program. It's going to take many iterations over 2008 specifically. We're also looking at a number of other types of programs. We'll have one that we'll launch in October. That will be a call for submissions for short films. And we'll be enlisting the help of some industry trade experts to help us judge those, to help us develop a criteria to look at them. And we're also going beyond that. We've got some pretty massive global programs and programs that we're looking at right now that they're going to be pretty sensational, we think.
All right. Well, since we've been talking a little bit about music, we're going to go out of this segment with perhaps YouTube's first music hit. It's not exactly hip-hop.
Some stay dry and others feel the pain. Chocolate rain. A baby born will die.
So, Jeben, chocolate rain, what can you say? Covered again and again. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Jebenberg is a programming spokesperson for YouTube. The winner of the YouTube on the Rise Rap Edition will be announced September 7th.
Build a tent and say the world is dry, chocolate rain.